This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Nevada rancher takes a $250 fine all the way to Washington and the U.S. Supreme Court. He might change the way law enforcement operates all over the country. First, though, you may be hearing this phrase a lot during the coming 7 months, but the presidential race is getting nasty. While Democrat John Kerry spent last week vacationing in Idaho, the White House started attacking his record on defense. But the Bush administration itself came under attack from a former official for its handling of terrorism and al-Qaeda before September 11th. Joining us to sort through the skirmishes is Slate political writer Will Salatin. Will, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm well. So first, we have this new book from the former Reagan and then Bush 1 and then Clinton and now Bush 2 counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark. He is absolutely blasting the current administration for blowing its responsibilities to act effectively against terrorism. Here's one of his charges as he made it last night on CBS's 60 Minutes.
Rumsfeld was saying that we needed to bomb Iraq, and we all said, but no. Al-Qaeda is in Afghanistan. We need to bomb Afghanistan. And Rumsfeld said, there aren't any good targets in Afghanistan, and there are lots of good targets in Iraq.
Richard Clark last night on 60 Minutes. Will, this guy's held the senior post of counterterrorism person in all these administrations. How big a problem is this for the White House?
Oh, this is a very big problem, Alex. I mean, if the president were in a legal proceeding like the previous president was, this guy, Richard Clark, would be what they call a very damaging witness. He is not easy to dismiss as a partisan, having worked for Reagan and Bush's father. This guy, Richard Clark, was an insider. He directly implicates Rumsfeld, Rumsfeld's deputy Paul Wolfowitz, and the president himself in ignoring al-Qaeda, in looking for links to Iraq that weren't there, and in trying to force subordinates to write reports that implicated Iraq in this rather than focusing on al-Qaeda. It's a very damaging book and interview.
But if the week is starting out badly for Mr. Bush, it follows a very tough week for the Kerry campaign. The president released another new attack ad last week going after the senator's defense record. Will, what about this ad?
Well, the president had already run one ad going after Senator Kerry as being insufficiently supportive of defense. This new ad goes after Senator Kerry for voting against the $87 billion appropriation that the president sought after our troops had already won the war and were in Iraq. Senator Kerry responded to this by trying to point out that he had actually voted for the $87 billion if it were funded by repealing part of the president's tax cut, the part that went to the richest part of the population. Unfortunately, Senator Kerry decided to express this in the form of a sentence which I believe went, "I actually voted for it before I voted against it." Now, this is exactly what the White House has accused Senator Kerry of in lots of other cases, that is, taking two sides of every issue. And he encapsulated it for them in a sentence so that the Bush campaign then took Senator Kerry's statement that he voted for it before he voted against it and put that in a reprise of the ad and put it back on the air. This is how fast advertising works in the campaign now. You make a gaffe today, tomorrow they change the ad to put your gaffe in the ad.
That's pretty tough, but they're using your own words against you. I mean, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, it does, and really, Kerry's got no one to blame but himself.
Let me ask about another comment from the senator that I think the Kerry campaign is also regretting. He said at a March 8th fundraiser, quote, "I've met more leaders who can't go out and say it all publicly, but boy, they look at you and say, you've got to win this, you've got to beat this guy, we need a new policy, things like that." Here's Senator Kerry speaking about foreign leaders encouraging him, but it's not encouraging to his political directors, is it?
No. I mean, with all due respect to the folks on the Kerry campaign and to Senator Kerry himself, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a politician say. Here's a guy whose problem in the election is that he is from Massachusetts and has to go to other states, like in the South, and he'll be viewed as an outsider. Now, the only thing dumber than coming in and looking like an outsider from another state is telling Americans that leaders from other countries want you to be leader of America, you know, regardless of whether Americans want it. So, you know, what this did was set up the opening for Vice President Cheney to basically say John Kerry is the candidate of foreign leaders who oppose the policy of the American government, and to imply that Kerry, you know, is against the interests of his own country. And I find the attack despicable, but it's really Kerry's own fault for saying that.
opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate magazine. Will, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.